In 1996, Crooks was a circuit court judge from Brown County, running for the Supreme Court against Milwaukee State Appeals Judge Ralph Adam Fine. During a debate, Fine questioned Crooks' relationship with political insiders. He focused on Crooks' campaign manager Scott Jensen, who was at the time the Republican Speaker of the State Assembly.
What happens when Scott Jensen's pet bill comes before the court? It creates the perception that you're in his pocket. Not the fact, but the perception that you're in his pocket, and that, in my view, is detrimental to justice.
Crooks responded that he wasn't in anybody's pocket and pointed out that he'd been endorsed by groups that are often at odds.
I think the way you demonstrate independence is by being able to show balance in your campaign, and that's exactly what we have.
But the question is being raised again, as Crooks will now rule on a case where Scott Jensen and two other lawmakers face prison time. Mike McCabe is the executive director for the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says Crooks is up to his eyeballs in conflict of interest.
In politics, there are very, very few relationships as close as that between a campaign manager and a candidate.
Jensen also contributed hundreds of dollars to Crooks' campaign, and Crooks paid Jensen's wife's consulting firm, Sangamore Hill Associates, nearly $30,000. If Crooks recused himself, it would leave the court short of a majority. That would send Jensen's case to a jury trial, where McCabe says it should have been a long time ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.